You were talking about Tyrell, said he's kind of a bully out there. He's been throwing some guys around this year. What are you seeing just kind of physically from him, your first season coach?
Yeah, he's improving. I mean, week in and week out, he's gotten better. That was one of his big goals and one of our big goals for him as well, increase his physicality, really approach the game with a demeanor that kind of sets a tone and sends a message on every play. He's taken to that. He's really invested a lot of time in working at it, and it's shown up a lot on film, and he still has some more football. And I think his best football is ahead of him. You know, to me, I view him as – he's a young guy, you know, and never redshirted. I mean, to me, he's a tremendous future ahead of him, and I do see his best football and more development in the future for him.
How do you teach somebody to be more physical when they're coming into, you know, his senior year, your first year? How do you get somebody to make that kind of a change in one year?
It's got to be a part of everything. It's addressed. It's practiced. It's emphasized on film. You have teach tapes that show it done to a level that it needs to be done to. You know, the offensive line position cannot be one that's played with finesse. There's no kind or soft or gentle way to present that, and different strokes for different folks, but that's the mentality, and that's the, I would say, the mantra of the offensive line and everything we're working toward, and it's getting better and better every single week, and I think he enjoys it. I think that, you know, that's something that's already inside him. It's part of his DNA, and we got to help bring it out on every single play and from everybody else.
What are the priorities? What's the focus here during the bye week for you guys?
Well, you know, everyone always wants to get better during the bye week. You make a great point. What are you going to focus on? We've picked three schemes, okay, in the run game, a couple of protections, technically about three things. You don't want to do anything more than that because it is a short period of time. But you want to solely focus on your team. You don't want to look ahead to an opponent until you get better at certain things. And certain things that we've improved on. You know, there's a couple things that in the running game at Washington that really, you know, we benefited from in terms of moving the sticks and getting some positive yardage. So in the running game, we've had those things, you know. I would say we've pointed them out. We've emphasized them. We have a plan for it for the week.
Kind of like a reset to the season with a chance to just work on your own stuff and two games at home. Does it have that feel of a reset a little bit?
I think so. I think, you know, reset, to me, resets every Sunday, quite honestly. And no matter, and as you look at the season, look at, you know, holistically, football, you have to have a reset button. And it's got to be something you use seasonally. For example, during the season, it's got to be every Sunday. Throughout the course of the year, it's got to be at the end of every season. You can't assume that guys naturally are going to carry over all the principles and values of the organization just because they've been through it. You've got to do it. You've got to reteach it. And sometimes so you and they are blue in the face. But that's football. And it's got to be regimented. It's got to be synchronized. And yes, it's that's a pretty good way to describe it.
I know you said that you're working on several specific schemes in the off week. Do you also include getting plays and the pocket to move? Because Braxton had a couple really nice plays where it looks like he was trying to move out, see if he could pass, and then he was able to get first downs with his feet.
Absolutely. You got to keep finding ways to generate yards and points. Obviously, we didn't do a very good job this past game at doing so. There are some positives there that, you know, we were able to push through, and it showed up in the Utah game, and it didn't show up this past game. We're disappointing ourselves in that. Now, that being said, yeah, everything is assessed and analyzed. You have like yesterday, spent all day studying the season's cut-ups. What are things that we're good at? What are things that we're close at being good at? What are some things that we probably don't need to invest any more time in? And so those things are the things that are being emphasized and focused on this week.
Marty, you inherited a group that was mostly redshirt freshmen, and they didn't get a chance for those bowl practices last year. How important is that for offensive lines to get those extra practices?
Oh, God. It's the mother of all teachers, right, and learning, the repetition. It's invaluable, you know, so – And obviously that's been goal number one of the top goals coming into the season. But the focus, you know, with a bye week has got to be completely on the bye week. But the point that you make, it is for every program, You look at the course of, let's take a four-year cohort, right? And you see 15 practices, that's 60 practices. That means your entire team, by the time that they're seniors, they've gone through four extra spring practices. I mean, what's, you know? And that's what I look at, like, for example, high school football in states that have spring ball versus those that don't. What a difference in the development of those young men. So, yeah, it's invaluable, and, you know, we're pushing hard to make sure we get that done.
Coach, in terms of just making sure guys' spirits are high and you know, still, you know, fighting every day after kind of a deflating loss against a rival like that, is there something that the coaching staff says, or is it just kind of already acknowledged that, you know, there's no quit in this team?
Well, there's no hocus pocus to it. You know, you set the tone, you set your demeanor from the get-go, and you roll with it. Because you are what you are 24/7. There is no suddenly, hey, I'm super happy guy and I'm motivated or whatnot. You know, we came here and we are here with work to do, and we knew that. Okay, and unfortunately, there are some painful steps in the process that you cannot skip. And everybody wants to skip them, and everyone thinks there's a matter. There isn't. And if that's the approach, and if the motivation is all external, you've got no chance. It's got to come from within. The DNA is there. We make sure that we emphasize that, promote that, generate that type of enthusiasm from within, and we press forward. I have zero doubt these guys are extremely motivated. They show it in the way that they practice, in the way they approach meetings, and the way that they play, regardless of what the scoreboard says.
Have you guys started looking at Arizona yet?
I look at everybody. Yeah, we look at them, and we look at ourselves. And this is a big week to accomplish both of those things. Real important football week.
How's Braxton doing emotionally? Is he a kid that keeps his chin up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Braxton's a competitor. You know, so are all these guys. Don't doubt that one bit in them. And so, and also, you know, it's the team has done a very good job, the players have, of understanding where we are and the steps we have to continually take to get to where we want to be. So, yeah, he's done really well.